Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories, Book Learning. Once upon a time, in a room filled with books and imagination, there lived Sarah, an 11-year-old girl who loved reading more than anything in the world. Her shelves were filled with fantasy novels, graphic stories, history books, and even some delightful romances. But amidst all the enchanting tales, there was a little problem. Sarah's room was a bit messy.
Sarah, dinner is... Oh my! Sarah, you really need to clean your room!
It's not that bad, Mom!
That was the problem. Her room was in a mess. Books, clothes, toys, stuffed animals, and even some food wrappers. But the books were the worst part. Sarah had left them open all over her room, and quite a few had food on them. Books were crammed everywhere, and the books had finally had enough.
I can't take this anymore. I feel so cramped.
Some of my pages are creased.
That night, Sarah absentmindedly left a book open on her dresser. The book spoke up.
Ow!
Who said that?
Me!
Me? Who? There's no one else here.
Well, I'm definitely here, and my back hurts.
Sarah looked around. There was no one there. How strange. But when she looked back on her dresser, she saw a mouth and two eyeballs growing out of the cover of the book, which she had just been reading.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I'm a book, not a pen.
Hey, Greg!
Sorry, Jim. I forgot about you.
Hmm.
So, yes, we can talk.
Sarah walked back to her dresser in a complete state of shock.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. How long have you been able to talk? Can all books talk? And the pen, too? How do you eat? What's your name? Oh my God, I have so many questions.
I've always been able to talk. We just usually choose to let the words on our pages do the talking for us.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. So why didn't you just call me?
Because you hurt my back.
You have a back?
Of course. It's called a spine. Didn't you know that?
Oh, yes, of course. Good point. I'm so sorry. You seem okay now.
Sarah put Greg down and closed on his back cover.
Apology accepted. But it still hurts, and it can really damage us.
Really?
Sure. You have to put us down closed on our front or back cover. Otherwise... Tommy, come out!
Sarah looked to where she could hear the book yelling. An old paperback that she had read last year came hobbling over. Its spine was peeling, and some pages were falling out.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh my gosh! I remember you!
Yep, Tommy was your favorite book for a few months, but after that, you totally forgot about him.
Where have you been?
You left me open in your closet one day, and then forgot all about me.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'll be fine.
He won't be fine. Look at those pages.
Almost on cue, a page slipped a little from Tommy's binding.
Ouch! That smarts.
Here, let me help you.
Quickly, Sarah found some glue on her desk and started gluing Tommy's pages back inside. Since she was very good at arts and crafts, it did not take her too much time.
How do you feel now?
Oh, so much better. Thank you so much.
That was very kind of you, ma'am.
I feel so bad.
Don't feel bad. You just didn't know.
Are there others?
Yes. Come out, books.
Several more books hobbled over. Some had pages missing, and a few had torn covers.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me help you.
For the next half hour, Sarah tried to fix the books as best she could, restoring their lost pages and smoothing their worn spines. In almost all cases, she was successful. One little paperback, though, spoke up.
Hi, Sarah. I'm a library book.
Oh, I remember you. I loved your story.
Thank you so much. But it'd be best to let the library fix me.
Okay, I'll put you in a pile to take you back to the library.
Thank you. And while you're there, you should take out my little sister. She's my sequel.
Oh, I will. Thanks for the recommendation.
But, Sarah, don't forget to close her and put her down on her back cover on your desk or standing on a shelf.
Oh, I will, I will. I won't ever mistreat any of you books again.
Good, Sarah. That's all we ask.
Sarah was finally done fixing the books, and it was time for bed. But first, she made sure she put away all her books properly.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, and thank you for all your stories.
The next morning, Sarah woke up and ran to her bookshelf. She looked at Greg, but there were no eyes or mouth anymore.
Huh? Did I dream all that?
Then, Sarah looked for the book named Tommy. He looked like a normal book, too. However, he was all fixed and no pages were tumbling out.
Weird.
Just then, Sarah looked down at a piece of paper that had fallen out of Tommy. Don't worry, it wasn't a page of his. It was just a piece of scrap paper that said, "Remember." It must be the note Tommy left for her.
I will. I promise to be kind to all my books.
Sarah wasn't sure, but she would almost swear that she heard a very small thank you. Good night, books. Good night, Sarah. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.